Flashman's Lady by George MacDonald Fraser. Read by Timothy West. Explanatory note. Since the memoirs of Flashman, the notorious rugby school bully and Victorian military hero, first came to light 10 years ago, and have been laid before the public as each successive packet of manuscript was opened and edited, a question has arisen which many readers have found intriguing. The 5 volumes published so far have been in chronological order, spanning the period from 1839, when Flashman was expelled and entered the army, to 1858, when he emerged from the Indian Mutiny. But not all the intervening years have been covered in the 5 volumes. One gap occurs between his first meeting with Bismarck and Lola Montes in 1842-3, and his involvement in the Schleswig-Holstein question in 1848. Yet another, between 1849, when he was last seen on the New Orleans waterfront in the company of the well-known Oxford Don and slave trader Captain Spring, M.A., and 1854, when duty called him to the Crimea. It has been asked, what of the missing years? The 6th packet of the Flashman Papers supplies a partial answer, since it deals with its author's remarkable adventures from 1842 to 1845. It is clear from his manuscript that a chance paragraph in the sporting columns of a newspaper caused him to interrupt his normal chronological habit to fill in this hiatus in his earlier years, and from the bulk of unopened manuscript remaining, it appears that his memoirs of the Taiping Rebellion, the U.S. Civil War, and the Sioux and Zulu uprisings are still to come. Indeed, since a serving officer in the United States Marines has informed me that his corps' records contain positive pictorial...